I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I'm interviewing Henry Cooley about college radio. Henry is an English major at Skidmore College, where he's also pursuing a minor in media studies and serves as the music director of Skidmore's radio station, WSPN 91.1, of which he has also served as the manager. Thanks for sitting down for this interview today, Henry. It's good to be talking to you.
Yeah, nice to be talking to you. Thank you for having me.
So to start out, I want to ask about WSPN. What's its overall mission as a radio station, and what sort of programming does it provide?
So WSPN presents itself as your listening alternative. An alternative is kind of the vibe that we're going for. So we specialize in more alternative forms of music, and we have DJs not only from our school, but also from the community. And it's not only a radio station for Skidmore, but for Saratoga.
Okay, so when you say alternative music, what genres are you talking about?
Pretty much anything. So, like, genres that community DJs specialize in range anywhere from metal to polka to reggae. They'll play just about anything. So I like to think that we play all sorts of stuff, and I like that we play weirder music, too.
Okay, so things that are alternatives to what you generally hear on mainstream radio.
Precisely, yeah.
What about the sense of mission? Is community outreach a defining feature of what Skidmore Radio is trying to do?
Not necessarily. I'd say our mission is more geared towards the listening alternative side. Community aspect is definitely an important part of our identity, but I'd say our mission is providing audiences the wide range of music.
Okay, so now I want to ask about what it's like to be a college radio station manager and music director. First off, what did your work as a manager involve?
Right, so I was a manager last summer between June to the end of August. And so since I was the manager during the summer, I facilitated for DJs who remained as DJs between the semesters and facilitated with students having shows over the summer months. And so I built a schedule for DJs over the summer, as well as my regular duties as music director, which I think we'll go into next. And just generally keeping up with problems that need to be fixed at the station and just general management of the station and the office.
You accurately anticipated my next question, which is, what's it like to be a college radio station music director?
Right. So we get sent promotional music by various music promoters and labels all across the country. And it's the job of the music directors, there are four of us, to listen to all the promoted music and curate it into a hot box. And so if you go into the WSPN studio, you'll see on the back wall a rack of 100 CDs. And those 100 CDs make up the hot box. It's music that we listen to and we pick for DJs to play.
Is that something that involves group selection, like you have to vote on what is approved?
Yes, more or less. So we have a Google Doc folder where we put in all the CDs that we get. And so the four of us take turns listening to all the CDs, and we mark down whether we like it, whether we're kind of iffy on it, or if we don't like it. And so I think our rule is if it gets two likes or two dislikes, it's in or it's out. And so we talk to promoters, they call us regularly during our hours and ask us how their music is doing, and we submit the spins or the plays of each CD to charts.
And how does the relationship with the promoters work? Do they reach out to you?
Yeah, so they reach out to us. So they'll call us. I have designated office hours as a music director, which the promoters know, and so they'll call me during my hours and ask me about the music that they send us. And so I tell them, we're including this in the hot box, or we're not so hot on this, and we're not including it in the hot box. And they'll ask us about music that is in the hot box, and we tell them how well it's doing, how many plays it gets in a week.
Does that ever lead to any conflict? Like, there's something they really want played, and you don't want to play it?
More or less. It's funny getting calls sometimes and hearing this person just really go off about how much they love this CD. They're like, oh, this is the best thing ever. You're really going to love it. And then I listen to it and I'm like, this isn't so good. They're very keen on being your friend so that they can get you to play their music.
So they don't flip out if you don't play what they want you to.
No, they'll press you a little bit. They'll be like, why didn't you like it? And we just say, not a fit for our station.
So what are the unique challenges and rewards of managing a college radio station?
It's a very interesting experience being the manager of such a large body of volunteers, especially managing community DJs who have been playing on the station since before I was born, which can be kind of an interesting experience.
In that they have their ways of doing things.
Yeah.
They're like full-fledged, out-of-college adults, and
maybe
there's a little bit of friction about taking orders from a college boy.
Yes, exactly. And so there can be disagreements sometimes, which I have to, swim out of.
And be diplomatic about?
Yeah, precisely, yeah. It's a very rewarding experience being the person that has to manage all these different people. So over the summer, we had a lot of problems with our webcast. We were having troubles with online accessibility of the station. And so the online WSPN was down for many weeks, and it took a lot of figuring out to get it back up. And it's an interesting experience having to be the middleman between two people who are the ones that can put it back together.
So what do you see as the main factors that set college radio apart from mainstream commercial radio and other forms of alternative radio as well?
I think the biggest thing about WSPN that sets it apart is how much power we give to the DJs for their shows. So we just have a few basic rules of, no swearing between these hours, like no explicit music, no swearing ever.
Ever?
Out there. Yeah, so DJs...
I've heard local college radio stations around here that do definitely have some pretty intense language after a certain time of day.
So the rule is the music can be explicit between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
I see.
And our rule, I don't know if... I think this is FCC rule. DJs are never allowed to use explicit language over there. But,
yeah, now that I think of it, it has been the music that's been extreme. So the rule is the music can swear, but the DJs can't.
Exactly. But again, besides these few rules we have, including the vulgarity rules, and we ask our DJs to play a couple of Hotbox songs per shows, they have complete reign over their show. We're on 24/7, and it's entirely shows curated, put together, and run by our DJs. Us who run the board, we have our own shows, but they don't have anything to do with us as board members. It's just...
So there's no, mandatory protocols that you're enforcing?
Nope. Mm-hmm. As long as they follow the rules, and we ask them to read off some PSAs and play the Hotbox music occasionally, they're free to do whatever they want.
And that lends itself to a certain creativity?
Yeah, I think so. I know that many DJs strive for creative formats and interesting content, and that's what I love to hear.
So for my last question, I want to ask why you think college radio is important, and in particular, why is it something that people in the non-college-going population might want to listen to and get something out of?
The alternative vibe of WSPN, I think, is what gives it so much draw, from the music to the strange format to personality that you get from the free culture, I think, is the main draw. On a simple level, I think college radio is a beautiful resource for just acquiring new music. We encourage people to call whenever they want and ask about what the music is. Aside from that, it's just a nice avenue of interesting content for you to enjoy.
And maybe also staying in touch with what young people are into these days?
Yeah, it definitely a fascinating lens into what millennials are doing.
Right, which, it's a good idea to keep up on that because they're the face of the American future, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thanks very much, Henry.
Of course.
It was great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.